You clicked your heels and wished for me. Through playful lips made of yarn, that fragile Capricorn unraveled words like moths upon old scars. I know the world's a broken bone, but melt your headaches, call it home. Hey moon, please forget to fall down. Hey moon, don't you go down. Sugar cane in the easy morning, weather vane's my one and lonely. Sugar cane in the easy morning, weather vane's my one and lonely. Sugar cane.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active. Another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes. Another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger. Two if you're very overweight. And three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
I've waited all week long. All right. Good evening, folks. I hope you're enjoying your Boston Marathon Monday. It's a wet, wet Monday. It's pouring outside. But only them good vibes in the studio. I'm Sam, and this is you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio Show. I'm subbing for Sophia. Her radio show is called Behind Blue Eyes. I love that little tribute to the Who, and we're gonna actually kind of go along them, go along those vibes. It's gonna be more of a chill classic rock hour. So tune in, tune out, and here we go with just one of my all time favorite songs. Enjoy.
She's a good girl, loves her mom, loves Jesus in America too. She's a good girl, is crazy about Elvis, loves horses and her boyfriend too. And it's a long living in Reseda, there's a freeway running through the yard. And I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart. The vampires walking through the valley, move west down Ventura Boulevard, and all the bad boys are standing in the shadows, and the good girls are home with broken hearts.
Free falling.
My tavas are off and on the ground, and I was dancing all around, and oh, wow, I love that song. Also, that was Free Falling by Tom Petty. Also, another amazing one that I might play later, honestly, is Learning to Fly. Also, shout out to my dad listening. These next ones are very specifically for you. Enjoy.
Spend my days with a woman unkind, smoke my stuff and drink all my wine. Made up my mind, make a new start, going to California with an aching in my heart. Someone told me there's a girl out there with love in her eyes and flowers. Took my chances on a big jet plane. Never let them tell you that we all are the same. Was red and the sky was gray. One that had the horror could ever follow today. Mountains and the canyons start to tremble and shake. The children and the sun begin to wake. Watch out. Say she plays guitar and cries and sings. La 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 la. Ride a white mare in the footsteps of doom, trying to find a woman who's never, never, never been born. Standing on the hill in the mountain of dreams, telling myself it's not as hard.
Never. no.
That was Going to California off of Led Zeppelin 4. And California, Cast Iron Soul by Jamestown Revival. My dad showed me and introduced me to Jamestown Revival, and they're awesome. If you really liked that sound, go and check out the album Utah. It's absolutely one of my favorites when I'm driving to Mammoth, Mammoth Lakes, California, to go skiing and just be outside. I love it. So that rocked. And now we are going to keep going, keep rolling with these shenanigans. And this is going to be a song that I was played for the first time, actually in Mammoth, by a really good family friend of ours. Shout out to Creighton Grenoble for showing me Buckingham Nicks. If there's any Fleetwood Mac lovers listening in, don't leave. This is gonna blow your mind. This is Stevie Nicks and Leslie. Buckingham, and this song is off their first album, and it's called "Don't Let Me Down Again." And it's a killer as well. Enjoy.
You only
a few pounds. Tight pants, points, hollering out. She was a black-haired beauty with big dark eyes and points all her own, sitting way up high. Backseat of my 60 Chevy, working on mysteries without any clues, working on our night moves, trying to make some front page driving news, working on our night moves, in the summertime. Some high in the sky song. We were just young and restless and bored, living by the sword. And we'd steal away every chance we could, to the back room, to the alley, or the trusty woods. I used her, she used me, but neither one cared. We were getting our share, working on our night moves. Ain't it funny how the night moves when you just don't seem to have as much to lose. Strange how the night moves with autumn closing in.
Night moves. Night moves.
Yeah.
Night moves.
Night moves.
Yep. All right. That was an incredible Don't Let Me Down Again by Buckingham Nicks. Oh, they rock. And then Night Moves by Bob Seger. Shout out to Nick, who's not here, but yes. But I have a friend, special friend in the studio, Spencer.
Hello.
Tell
you more. My name is Spencer. I really like the color orange. I like Smurfs. And I like the music that has been playing this fine Monday, rainy marathon Monday.
Rainy marathon Monday.
Just had to throw the Monday in again just for kicks.
What about the Smurfs in particular?
I don't know.
Is there hats? Wow.
I only have questions. I don't have answers for you, Sam. It's just something that has somehow stood the test of time 21 years later, and I still find Smurfs like kind of adorable. I'm trying to think. Monkeys also fall into that category. Like, have always just liked monkeys.
Wow.
Although recently, if you were to ask me what is your favorite animal, I would say flying squirrel. That's a recent development.
A flying squirrel.
Yeah. Named Alfred.
No,
that's cute. And I want to keep him in my little my breast pocket, and like feed him like tiny bottles of milk, and we'll bond. But that's me, you know.
I can see these like little bottles exactly like the regular baby bottles, except super miniature.
Super miniature. Yeah, exactly.
75 cents extra for breast milk. I'm sorry.
Well, No. I mean, this is supposedly, I've done some research because I wanted to look into the legality of owning one of these things, or you know, taking one on as a protege of sort. But yeah, that's what they do in order. That's how you simulate the bonding of a flying squirrel with their mother, is by having them close to your breast. They could, you know, hear your heart, sense your heart, and you feed them.
Wow.
And then they keep coming back.
I appreciate the amount of research that has been done to keep Alfred. Live in our hearts, Alfred, and hopefully soon our pockets.
it's a pipe dream right now. Well, it's also just like all the websites regarding flying squirrel information are extremely sketchy. Like, they're all like
really?
Like early 2000s, late 90s, like websites where it's just like, why does this person have this much of a fascination with this? And then you're like, wait, am I this person? This is what is this my evolution?
Wait, is this me?
But do you have a? I mean, I feel like most people would say dogs or cats because that's kind of like what we think of traditional house pets. But do you have something that's maybe atypical in terms of a pet that you would want? Are you a no pet type person?
Ooh, I'm a super pet person. I have this dream of retiring to this cabin in this condo in Mammoth that I have, and owning either, it's very specific. It's either a German Shepherd or a Labrador, one or the other. And I really want them to be a trail running dog. That's like a big thing for me. Mm-hmm. Is I really want to take this dog out on sunrise trail runs.
That's cool. Do you know? I don't know if you've done any investigative research into trail running dogs, but is there a length like that it becomes uncomfortable for the dog?
Yeah, actually, I also am like, okay, at what point is this going to be real?
Yeah.
There's this man, actually, who did the Tuckerman's Inferno pentathlon with me.
Shout out Sam Collins, who is killing it.
Thanks. I recently ran a pentathlon this weekend, but there's a man who just beat everyone by a lot, even the teams. His name is Andrew Drummond, and he owns a border collie and this border collie goes on trail runs with him, and he has a blog about the evolution of this he and his trail running dog. And at first, yeah, it started out like maybe 6 to 8 miles was a pretty like good distance, comfortable, but you can work them up to you can work them up to 25 miles.
Wow.
Yeah, that feels just like a lot for me personally. I was like,
forget the dog.
I was like, this will be a journey together.
Yeah.
But he's also big on like feeding then your dog like certain foods actually becomes really important. And there are foods out there for trail running dogs. I don't know how much I think that helps. I think like definitely once you get up to 20 miles, I'm sure that has like some like substance that you do need. But I like question how good it is just a regular like pet food.
Gotcha.
But yeah,
versus just like a marketing kind of thing, or
He also talks about like the value of like the kind of having that real chicken like protein in the food. And he just like feeds his dog also just chicken, but like very specific like grilled chicken, not with like cooked with a lot of like butter or anything. So I would love to like own a dog who would just eat some of my chicken
and run with you. That's cool. I like that. That reminds me to send you a story of I don't want to spoil it too much, but it involves a dog and like an adventure sports racing crew. I'm not sure. It's not like, I don't know, it falls into the adventure sports dog realm, so I'll send it to you.
I love that.
But that's cool. Yeah, a dog. I feel like an activity, finding activities that you enjoy, you and your dog equally enjoy, is a cool concept.
Yeah, frisbee would be another one. Like I would throw the frisbee and the dog would bring it back, and we would just kind of keep doing that until the dog was like, I think I'm good.
This human won't give me a break. That's funny.
Yeah.
That reminds me of my friend has a dog, and you start to play fetch with it, which is a tennis ball, and it is relentless. It'll bring it back to you, and like after a while you'll get bored and you'll shrug it off, but then it'll like, it's permanently marked, like it is still one track minded that it wants to keep playing,
and you are the person.
So it'll drop the ball off at you, and then it will keep nudging it closer and closer the longer you don't play with it. But he's cute. Frisbee and trail running would be fun.
Yeah.
I like walking my dog. Do you have a dog at home at all?
I do. Back in California. She's in San Francisco right now. Her name is Sunny. But before that, my first dog, I should have to mention this, I don't know why, but my first dog was named Cassidy after the Grateful Dead song.
Named after the person.
Right. It was named after.
I love that. If you ever have any doubts about Sam liking the Grateful Dead, that should have
put them to rest.
That's cool.
Also with my radio show in which I play exclusively Grateful Dead.
True.
We're going on 4 hours now of Grateful Dead.
Have you been really going on since 2?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. Wow. Oh no, not right now. Oh no. Like in like 4 weeks now.
Oh, I see, Dead. I see.
Yeah,
I see.
Sorry. Okay.
I was like, wow.
It's been going.
I mean, they've got the material for it.
I was like, the other day, my friend was like, how many hours of Grateful Dead do you have on your phone? And I was like, oh, it's not hours, it's weeks. It's days and weeks. Oh, goodness.
Lifetime's worth.
Really.
But what about Cassidy? Sorry, I feel like I interrupted you there.
Oh, no. She was just the best white Labrador ever, and she would go on backpacking trips. And that's also all I want from a dog. She'd, like, wear these booties that she hated, but she'd go nonetheless, and she... I have still this picture. It's my favorite picture of my dad. And he's carrying Cassidy in the back. And she's so unhappy because she was so tired from that day. But, oh, she was such a good dog. Yeah. Yeah. But, oh, pets. Good pets.
Good pets.
Good pets that do activities with you. Outdoor activities.
Outdoor activities with you. Yeah, as you say, we could use some sunny right now.
We could use some sunny right now.
Quick weather report from the station. Not looking too good.
Bad.
There's a raindrop. There's another raindrop.
Oh, there's ready. They keep. They have. They have friends.
At least they're together.
Yeah. Well, shall we keep?
Yeah, you got stuff lined up?
I do. This is some of my favorite. This is shout out to Alex Scapp for probably one of the best telemarketing days, but also for this song. Enjoy. Oop, I gotta turn it on.
I feel alright. I feel alright. Yeah, I feel. There'll be days like this when there's no one complaining. There'll be days like this, everything falls into place like the flick of a switch. Well, my mama told me there'll be days like this when you don't need to worry. There'll be days like this when no one's in a hurry. There'll be days like this when you don't get betrayed by that old Judas kiss. Oh, my mama told me there'll be days like this when you don't need an answer. There'll be days like this when you don't need a chance. There'll be days like this when all the parts of the puzzle start to look like they fit. And I must remember there'll be days like this. Playing tricks when you don't have no freeloaders out to get their kicks. Well, that's nobody's business the way that you want to live. I just have to remember there'll be days like this. And no one steps on my dreams. There'll be days like this when people understand what I mean. There'll be days like this when you ring out the changes of how everything is. Well, my mama told me, yeah, there'll be days like this. Oh, no, no. There'll be days like this. Oh, my mama told me there'll be days like this. Oh, my mama told me there'll be days like this. Oh, my mama told me there'll be days like this.
Ah. Wow. Whew. Those were some sweet tunes. We got the Wood Brothers. I Got Loaded live at the Barn. That has just been one of my favorite songs, that new songs that I've heard.
Live at the Barn, I like that. Growing up, my friends were far more talented at music than I was, and one of our hangout spots was my friend's barn, and they would always play a bunch of music in there. So it's funny that it's live from the barn, because I listen to a lot of like sad teenage boy music in the barn. And happy.
Was it like folksy, or was it like angsty?
Bit of both, all over the place. I mean, I don't know if you listen to Future Islands at all.
Balance.
Future Islands, and they're a band that was played a lot. But anyways, yeah. that was fun. After that, we had some Stones, right?
Yeah, Beast of Burden off of Some Girls. Mm. I love to pair that with like Tumbling Dice, or What's Gonna Come Next is a special one for me. Not Tumbling Dice, although I do love that. The next one will be the last preview. It'll be the last song off of Sticky Fingers.
Don't touch a thing.
Especially the zipper on the front cover.
Right.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
I played myself.
And then the last one was a song that, with the rain, I've been listening to and drinking a lot of apple cider too, is Days Like This by Van Morrison. Yeah.
Oh. Mm. Mama said there'd be days like this. There'd be days like this. My mama said. That's not that song.
But very much in the theme.
Yeah. Yeah. The words matched. How many more are you trying to squeeze in?
Two more or one more. It depends really how long we have. Maybe one more. It's kind of a long song to be fair. But it's epic. They have in true Stones fashion. Let me tell you. In true Stones fashion, they bring out an entire orchestra. And when the violins kick in, I swear it's beautiful. I don't say that about many Stone songs, but this is one of them where it's beautiful. If I've ever showed you the song, that's the word that I've used.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Nice.
Yeah. Can you describe any songs like that? Like beautiful. Like rock songs is beautiful. I mean, maybe Zeppelin has some.
Ooh, interesting. Yeah. I'd have to think about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like you don't typically... Because like when you... the way you've described it, like you don't want to put beautiful... Like beautiful is, you know, tossed around often. But I guess not even that often in rock songs.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Like a song like Stairway to Heaven, Zeppelin, like that's pretty...
Beautiful.
Pretty beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Well, let's hear it. I want to hear
it. Yeah. Oh, all right.
I want to hear these violins.
Oh, well, this has been a great hour. Thanks so much for listening. And we're closing it out by Moonlight Mile, just my absolute favorite by the Stones.